Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 189, Project Sexification, The Art of Failing, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. This is where I act as your narrator and read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs out there. I realize I am way overdue for providing you with an inspirational quote, and I think today's quote complements today's post really, really nicely. Quote, many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison. The one thing I'll mention before we jump into Roger's post is if you want to help keep this show running, please listen all the way through. But for now, let's get this going and start optimizing your life. Project Sexification, The Art of Failing, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. Have you ever had the feeling that things were going too good? Not just regular good, but good to the point where it didn't feel like you were living your life anymore? If this were a typical day in the life of you, the big fail beast would be racing down the street at a breakneck speed to trip you up before you started getting too full of yourself. That's what went down in my life this week. Since last check-in, I've been 100% compliant with my workouts and nutrition with no struggle at all. I was so on point with everything that I was within 1 pound of my goal weight 5 days ago. But then it happened, on purpose. I failed in a big bad way, and I loved every minute of it. After a pretty decent workout, I decided to go on what will go down in the history books as a roaring rampage in the supermarket. Mac and cheese? Yes, please. Cookies? Don't mind if I do. Cake? Oh, you're far too kind. I still got in my regular amounts of fruit, veggies, and protein, but when all was said and done, I consumed over 5,000 calories. I was bloated and groggy for the rest of the day, and I wondered how bad the damage would be the next day. Plus 7 pounds from the day before. Perfect. I know that it seems asinine to purposely mess up a good thing. That would be like stopping to do the James Brown 5 yards short of a game-winning touchdown, but let me explain. It's easy to be upbeat and positive when life is filled to the brim with sunshine and unicorns and you're knocking out your objectives with a 1990s Mike Tyson level of ferocity. But what happens when you make one little mistake that deviates from your master plan? You stumble. You begin to question your abilities and your resolve to achieve what you set out to do. You may very well even pack it up and call it quits right there. If you've never seen a grown man beg, then prepare to be stunned and stupefied because here it comes. I beg of you not to do this. As with many things in life, looking at a situation in a different way is sometimes all you need in order to overcome it. Instead of treating failure as something that marks the coming of your doom, view it as a tool that will bring you closer towards success, even more so than always staying the course. It's inevitable that you're going to one day fall short of the mark that you set for yourself. You're going to miss some workouts. You're going to not finish your product by the deadline. And you're going to screw up on the path to greatness. A lot. You're not perfect. And if you were, life would be no fun to live anyway. So it's best to accept this fact right now because it leads to the next most important piece. The horror of failure isn't the act of failing, but staying there. When you find yourself down there on the floor of life, ask yourself this question. Will this kill me? If the answer is no, which it always is, then stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stand back up and start moving. Don't put it off for later, because later never comes. Do it then. Failing shows that you're a human with faults. Staying down shows that you've allowed yourself to embody and become those faults. Getting back up again and again shows that you're not going to allow these moments of imperfection to define and guide you. You're better than that, and you're going to prove it by moving forward and succeeding. You learn more about yourself in failure than you ever will in victory, and failing on your own terms is one of the most powerful tools that you have at your disposal. By doing so, you condition your mind to become that of a winner, so that when the real thing comes, you don't even have to coax yourself to get back into the game, because now it's automatic. You're back on your feet before your right butt cheek even hits the floor. You'll have trained yourself through experience to know that the world won't end if you falter. As long as you continue to rise and continue to move forward with a purpose, you will get there. Anyone who tells you otherwise is probably sitting on the ground, nursing their wounds as they watch you walk by. Quote, ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail better. Samuel Beckett. You just listened to the post titled Project Sexification, The Art of Failing by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look at that. You got two inspiring quotes today for the price of one. I love that quote from Samuel Beckett. And this post ties nicely in to basically the theme from last week and what you're going to hear on tomorrow's Q&A show. And like I said last week, when you do fail, it's okay. All I ask of you, all that anyone would ask of you, is that you learn from it. Get up again, learn from it, and move on. I'm not going to go into a ton more detail because I want you to check out tomorrow's Q&A episode where I talk more about this. But I want to thank you for listening all the way to the end, because if you want to help keep this podcast going, there are a bunch of things you can do, both financial and otherwise. Just come by oldpodcast.com/support to help us out. You can contribute financially. That's the biggest way to help. But we understand if you're a little strapped for cash. You can also share the podcast with someone, join our free mailing list, give us a review. There's lots and lots of ways to help. Again, all of that is listed oldpodcast.com/support. Anything you do there would be a huge help. That's it. That's all I'm going to say about that. I thank you in advance. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow for a special episode. It's not the usual Q&A. You'll see why tomorrow. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.